好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔，今天带给我们两个秘密的嘉宾是壮壮老师。
好，那我们今天呢想给大家介绍两个素材啊，给大家这个参考。第一个素材呢是题目就是 Never Ever Give Up，
永远永远别放弃，永远永远别放弃
啊！这讲的是一个训练长距离游泳的人，他在64岁的时候完成了一个超长的极限的这么一个游泳的过程。
嗯，
好，那我们先听一遍。
好的。
It's the fifth time I stand on this shore, the Cuban shore, looking out at that distant horizon, believing again that I'm going to make it.All the way across that vast, dangerous wilderness of an ocean. Not only have I tried 4 times, but the greatest swimmers in the world have been trying since 1950, and it's still never been done. The team is proud of our 4 attempts. It's an expedition of some 30 people. Bonnie is my best friend and head handler, who somehow summons will.That last drop of will within me when I think it's gone after many, many hours and days out there. The shark experts are the best in the world, large predators below. Now the box jellyfish, the deadliest venom in all of the ocean, is in these waters, and I have come close to dying from them on a previous attempt. The conditions themselves, besides the sheer distance of over 100 miles in the open ocean, currents and whirling eddies, and the Gulf Stream itself, the most unpredictable of all of the planet Earth. And by the way, it's amusing to me that journalists and people, you know, before these attempts often, you know, ask me, well, are you going to go with any boats or any people or anything?And I'm thinking, what are they imagining, that I'll just sort of do some celestial navigation and, you know, carry a bowie knife in my mouth, and I'll hunt fish and skin them alive and, you know, eat them, and maybe drag a desalinization plant behind me for fresh water. Yes, I have a team. And the team is expert.And the team is courageous and brimming with innovation and scientific discovery, as is true with any major expedition on the planet. And we've been on a journey. And you know, the debate has raged, hasn't it, since the Greeks, of isn't it what it's all about? Isn't life about the journey, not really the destination? And here we've been on this journey, and the truth is it's been thrilling.We haven't reached that other shore, and still, our sense of pride and commitment, unwavering commitment. When I turned 60, the dream was still alive from having tried this in my 20s and dreamed it and imagined it. The most famous body of water on the earth today, I imagine, Cuba to Florida. And it was deep. It was deep in my soul.And when I turned 60, it wasn't so much about the athletic accomplishment. It wasn't the sort of ego of, I want to be the first. That's always there, and it's undeniable. But it was deeper. It was, how much life is there left? Let's face it, we're all on a one-way street, aren't we? And what are we going to do? What are we going to do as we go forward to have no regrets looking back? And all this past year in training, I had that,Teddy Roosevelt quote, to paraphrase it, floating around in my brain, and it says, you go ahead. You go ahead and sit back in your comfortable chair, and you be the critic. You be the observer. While the brave one gets in the ring and engages and gets bloody and gets dirty and fails over and over and over again, but yet isn't afraid and isn't timid and lives life in a bold way. And so, of course, I want to make it across.It is the goal, and I should be so shallow to say that this year the destination was even sweeter than the journey. But the journey itself was worthwhile taking. And at this point, by this summer, everybody scientists, sports scientists, endurance experts, neurologists, my own team, Bonnie, said it's impossible. It just simply can't be done. And Bonnie said to me, but if you're going to take the journey, I'm going to see you through to the end of it. So I'll be there. And now we're there. And as we're looking out, kind of a surreal moment before the first stroke, standing on the rocks at Marina Hemingway, the Cuban flag is flying above, all my teams out in their boats, hands up in the air, we're here. We're here for you. Bonnie and I look at each other and we say, this year the mantra is, and I've been using it in training, find a way. You have a dream. And you have obstacles in front of you, as we all do. None of us ever get through this life without heartache, without turmoil. And if you believe and you have faith and you can get knocked down and get back up again and you believe in perseverance as a great human quality, you find your way. And Bonnie grabbed my shoulders and she said, let's find our way to Florida. And we started, and for the next 53 hours, oh, it was an intense, unforgettable life experience. The highs were high, the awe. I'm not a religious person, but I tell you, to be in the azure blue of the Gulf Stream, as if as you're breathing, you're looking down miles and miles and miles, to feel the majesty of this blue planet we live on. It's awe-inspiring. I have a playlist of about 85 songs, and especially in the middle of the night, and that night, because we use no lights, lights attract jellyfish, lights attract sharks, lights attract baitfish that attract sharks. So we go in the pitch black of the night. You've never seen black, this black. You can't see the front of your hand, and the people on the boat, Bonnie and my team on the boat, they just hear the slapping of the arms, and they know where I am because there's no visual at all. And I'm out there kind of tripping out on my little playlist. I've got tight rubber caps. I don't hear a thing. I've got goggles, and I'm turning my head 50 times a minute. I'm singing, imagine there's no heaven. Do-do-do-do-do. It's easy if you try. Do-do-do-do-do. And I could sing that song 1,000 times in a row. Now there's a talent unto itself. And each time I get done with, who you may say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. 222. Imagine there's no heaven. And when I get to the end of 1,000 of John Lennon's Imagine, I have swum 9 hours and 45 minutes. Exactly. And then there are the crises. Of course there are. And the vomiting starts. The seawater, you're not well, you're wearing a jellyfish mask for the ultimate protection. It's difficult to swim in, it's causing abrasions on the inside of the mouth, but the tentacles can't get you. And the hypothermia sets in, the water's 85 degrees and yet you're losing weight and using calories. And as you come over toward the side of the boat, not allowed to touch it, not allowed to get out, but Bonnie and her team hands me nutrition and asks me what I'm doing, how am I all right? I am seeing the Taj Mahal over here. I'm in a very different state. And I'm thinking, wow, I never thought I'd be running into the Taj Mahal out here. It's good, gorgeous. I mean, how long did it take them to build that? It's just, And then we kind of have a cardinal rule that I'm never told really how far it is, because we don't know how far it is. What's going to happen to you between this point and that point? What's going to happen to the weather and the currents? And God forbid you're, stung when you don't think you could be stung in all this armor. And Bonnie made a decision coming into that third morning that I was suffering and I was hanging on by a thread. And she said, come here. And I came close to the boat and she said, look, look out there. And I saw light because the day is easier than the night and I thought we were coming into day. And I saw a stream of white light along the horizon. And I said, it's going to be morning soon. She said, no, those are the lights of Key West. It was 15 more hours, which for most swimmers would be a long time. You have no idea how many 15-hour training swims I had done. So here we go, and I somehow, without a decision, went into no counting of strokes and no singing and no quoting Stephen Hawking and the, you know, parameters of the universe. I just went into thinking about this dream and why and how. And as I said, when I turned 60, it wasn't about that concrete, you know, can you do it? That's the everyday machinations. That's the discipline and it's the preparation. And there's a pride in that. But I decided to think as I went along about, you know, the phrase usually is reaching for the stars. And in my case, it's reaching for the horizon. And when you reach for the horizon, as I've proven, you may not get there. But what a tremendous build of character and spirit that you lay down. What a foundation you lay down in reaching for those horizons. And now the shore is coming. And there's just a little part of me that's sad. The epic journey is going to be over. So many people come up to me now and say, what's next? We love that. That little tracker that was on the computer, when are you going to do the next one? We just can't wait to follow the next one. Well, you know, they were just there for 53 hours. And I was there for years. And so there won't be another epic journey in the ocean. But the point is, and the point was, that every day of our lives is epic. And I'll tell you, when I walked up onto that beach, staggered up onto that beach, and I had, you know, so many times in a very puffed up ego way rehearsed what I would say on the beach. When Bonnie thought that the back of my throat was swelling up and she brought the medical team over to our boat to say, you know, that she's really beginning to have trouble breathing. Another 12, 24 hours in the salt water, the whole thing. And I just thought in my hallucinatory moment that I heard the word tracheotomy. And Bonnie said to the doctor, I'm not worried about her not breathing. If she can't talk when she gets to the shore, she's going to be pissed off. But the truth is, all those orations that I had practiced just to get myself through some training swims as motivation, it wasn't like that. It was a very real moment with that crowd, with my team. We did it. I didn't do it. We did it. And we'll never forget it. It'll always be part of us. And the three things I did sort of blurt out when we got there was, first, never, ever give up. I live it. What's the phrase from today from Socrates? To be is to do. So I don't stand up and say, don't ever give up. I didn't give up. There was action behind these words. The second is, you can chase your dreams at any age. You're never too old. 64, that no one at any age, any gender could ever do, has done it. And has no doubt in my mind that I am at the prime of my life today. Yeah. Thank you. And the third thing I said on that beach was, it looks like the most solitary endeavor in the world, and in many ways, of course, it is. And in other ways, and the most important ways, it's a team. And if you think I'm a badass, you want to meet Bonnie. Bonnie, where are you? Where are you? There's Bonnie Stoll. My buddy. The Henry David Thoreau quote goes, when you achieve your dreams, it's not so much what you get as who you have become in achieving them. And, yeah, I stand before you now in the 3 months since that swim ended. I've sat down with Oprah And I've been in President Obama's Oval Office. I've been invited to speak in front of esteemed groups such as yourselves. I've signed a wonderful major book contract. All of that's great, and I don't denigrate it. I'm proud of it all, but the truth is I'm walking around tall because I am that bold, fearless person. And I will be every day until it's time for these days to be done. Thank you very much, and enjoy the conference. Thank you. Thank you.
好，下面这一段呢，就是 How to live passionately no matter your age， 其实跟上面这个是很相关的。那么讲话的人是一个小说家 novelist， 那这两个素材可以怎么用呢？就是都可以去说你的人生遇到困难的时候你是怎么去克服的。另外呢，还可以所有人物的题，比如说你在餐厅遇到的什么人
啊，对，一个有趣的 stranger，
没错，或者是一本传记，那你就可以说这些人。
Hi kids。I'm 71. My husband is 76. My parents are in their late 90s. And Olivia, the dog, is 16. So let's talk about aging. Let me tell you how I feel when I see my wrinkles in the mirror, and I realize that some parts of me have dropped, and I can't find them down there. Mary Oliver says in one of her poems,Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Me, I intend to live passionately. When do we start aging? Society decides when we are old, usually around 65 when we get Medicare. But we really start aging at birth. We're aging right now, and we all experience it differently.We all feel younger than our real age because the spirit never ages. I am still 17. Sophia Loren, look at her. She says that everything you see, she owes to spaghetti. I tried it and gained 10 pounds in the wrong places. But attitude. Aging is also attitude and health.But my real mentor in this journey of aging is Olga Murray. This California girl at 60 started working in Nepal to save young girls from domestic bondage. At 88, she has saved 12,000 girls, and she has changed the culture in the country. Now it is illegal for fathers to sell their daughters into servitude. She has also...founded orphanages and nutritional clinics. She is always happy and eternally young. What have I lost in the last decades? People, of course, places, and the boundless energy of my youth. And I'm beginning to lose independence, and that scares me. Ram Dass says that dependency hurts, but if you accept it, there is less suffering.After a very bad stroke, his ageless soul watches the changes in the body with tenderness, and he is grateful to the people who help him. What have I gained? Freedom. I don't have to prove anything anymore. I'm not stuck in the idea of who I was, who I want to be, or what other people expect me to be. I don't have to please men anymore.Only animals. I keep telling my superego to back off and let me enjoy what I still have. My body may be falling apart, but my brain is not yet. I love my brain. I feel lighter. I don't carry grudges, ambition, vanity, none of the deadly sins that are not even worth the trouble. It's great to let go.I should have started sooner. And I also feel softer because I'm not scared of being, vulnerable. I don't see it as weakness anymore. And I've gained spirituality. I'm aware that before, death was in the neighborhood. Now, it's next door or in my house. I try to live mindfully and be present in the moment.By the way, the Dalai Lama is someone who has aged beautifully, but who wants to be vegetarian and celibate. Meditation helps. Om, om, there it is. And it's good to start early. You know, for a vain female like myself, it's very hard to age in this culture. Inside, I feel good. I feel charming, seductive, sexy. Nobody else sees that. I'm invisible. I want to be the center of attention. I hate to be invisible. This is Grace Damon. She has been in a wheelchair for 6 years after a terrible car accident. She says that there is nothing more sensual than a hot shower, that every drop of water is a blessing to the senses. She doesn't see herself as disabled. In her mind, she's still surfing in the ocean. Ethel Seiderman, a feisty, beloved activist in the place where I live in California. She wears red patent shoes, and her mantra is that one scarf is nice, but two is better. She has been a widow for 9 years, but she's not looking for another mate. She says that there is only a limited number of ways you can screw. Well, she says it in another way. And she has tried them all. I, on the other hand, I still have erotic fantasies with Antonio Banderas. And my poor husband has to put up with it. So how can I stay passionate? I cannot will myself to be passionate at 71. I have been training for some time. And when I feel flat and bored, I fake it. Attitude. How do I train? I train by saying yes to whatever comes my way. Drama, comedy, tragedy, love, death, losses. Yes to life. And I train by trying to stay in love. It doesn't always work, but you cannot blame me for trying. And on a final note, retirement in Spanish is jubilación, jubilation, celebration. We have paid our dues, we have contributed to society, now it's our time. And it's a great time. Unless you are ill or very poor, you have choices. I have chosen to stay passionate, engaged, with an open heart. I'm working on it every day. Want to join me? Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I never like to presume to speak for the TED community, but I would like to tell you that I have a feeling we can all agree that you are still charming, seductive, and sexy. Yes?
Oh, thank you.
Hands down.
No, it's makeup.
Now, would it be awkward if I asked you a follow-up question about your erotic fantasies?
Oh, what? About what?
About your erotic fantasies. I'm just wondering if you had anything more to share.
Well, one of them is that... One of them is that I place a naked Antonio Banderas on a Mexican tortilla. I slather him with guacamole and salsa. I roll him up and I eat him.
<laughs> 对，都是我们的启发，这都考试都有用啊，各位一定要记住。我们今天的节目就是这些，以后的节目还会分享更多，我们明天见。
The other people watching me, and we'll all people watching.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来 TED Talk 的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.
sleep.